September the 13th, and I think this is episode 350. Hard to believe when we started all this, whenever that was. And we are again in Isaiah 51, and I want to go back, first of all, just pick up a verse in verse 9 that we looked at last week. With the repetition of awake, awake. And this is addressed to God. Awake, awake, put on strength. There's a tone of urgency about this chapter, and it feels like God is asleep because he has built into our earthly existence the necessity to wait upon him and to wait upon his timing. And sometimes we get impatient and impatient with God. Do you remember he went on to talk about Rahab, which is a euphemism for Egypt, and the Exodus and the drying up of the Red Sea and the cry, put on strength, again, like you did in the past. And then that beautiful glimpse in verse 11 of the ransomed of the Lord, exiles returning from Babylon, but maybe even more than that, of the growth and expansion of the church in the time of the new covenant. Now, in verse 12, another repetition, lots of them here in this chapter, and this time it's I. And I am he who comforts you. He's not asleep nor offended that we should think that he is. He hears the cries of our hearts, and he is here to answer those cries. I am he who comforts you. Remember Isaiah 40, comfort ye, comfort ye, my people, saith your God, speak and so on at the beginning of chapter 40. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, of the Son of Man who is made like grass and have forgotten the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and you fear continually all the day because of the wrath of the oppressor when he sets himself to destroy? The problem, as he goes on to explain in verses 15 and 16, is they're not keeping their eye upon the Lord. I am, verse 15, I am the Lord your God. And in verse 16, you are my people. At the end of verse 16, you are my people. I am the Lord your God. You are my people. Keep your eyes firmly fixed upon me. Well, that's Isaiah 51, 12 through 16. We'll pick it up tomorrow at verse 17.